You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
Glory to God. It's my turnaround season. He's changing out beauty for ashes. This is my turnaround season. I don't want to hear about your ash. I want to hear about your turnaround. I don't want to hear about your ash. I want to hear about your turnaround. Don't tell me about your ash. I want to hear your turnaround. Because this is your turnaround season. Say, this is my turnaround season.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Breakthrough is in Your Mouth. Today, Bishop will be teaching from James chapter 5, verses 13 through 18.
Write it down, confession or breakthrough is in your confession. Breakthrough is in your mouth. It's in your confession. As I share with you, when you confess, it leads to growth, it leads to healing, it leads, I'm trying to birth some incentive here so you can go after opening your mouth and confessing the word. A spiritual shift takes place when you confess the word. Spiritual well-being. As I came back into the city, the Lord told me he's sending healing to our church. And so I'm here to tell you that. Now, I'm telling you to follow up with my word with confessing healing is on his way. So let's practice. Healing is on his way. Yes, man. You start saying, I don't care what you experience, you need to start saying healing is on his way. God is not going to let his people hurt forever. Healing is on his way. Start confessing it. I know you know you're hurting, but just confess the word. Healing is on his way. Surely he has borne our griefs and sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. What book, what chapter is that in? Isaiah what? 53. Surely he was wounded. 55. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, with his stripes. Healing is on its way. Healing is on its way. Healing is on its way. You don't even have to fight for it. It is the children's bread. Healing is on its way. Come on, receive it. Lift up your hand and say, healing is mine. Come on. Healing is mine. I don't have to fight for it. It's mine. I receive it in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I receive my healing in Jesus' name. Now, I gotta praise and I gotta get it out. I've gotta pray. Don't. Let's offer up a praise right now for the healing that's on its way. Let the devil know that he can't hook you with the disease or malady forever. God said healing is on its way, and I believe God. Come on, prophet, the cure. Believe God. You better speak, man, even from the grave. Believe God. You feel it, you feel it, you feel it. Clap your hands and give him glory. I believe God. Write it down in your notes. God is a faith God. My heavenly Father is a faith God. And if my heavenly Father is a faith God, then I need to be a faith kid. If he's God and he's a faith God and I'm his offspring in the earth, then I need to be a faith kid. He's a faith God and I'm a faith kid. If he's a faith God, where's his children that have faith as well? Because we were created in his image and after his likeness. And when Adam lost it in Genesis 3, Jesus regained it in John 3. For God sent his son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Glory to God. And if God is a faith God, I need to be a faith child of God. Say, I am a faith child. Yeah, yeah, I am. Everybody didn't say it. They're just looking at me, but I'm coming back around. So let me walk around my chair so you can get ready. It's confession night. If God is a faith God, then we need to be faith children. Say, I am a faith child. Glory to God. I am a faith child. And because I'm a faith kid, when I exercise faith and speak, Father is aroused. Glory to God. He's a faith God. I'm a faith child. And I want to be a faith child. I want to initiate or imitate him. Glory to God. Keith Sweat, I want to. That's what Keith Sweat said. I want to. Well, you got to want God like Keith Sweat, won't you? I want to be a faith child. I said, I want to be a faith child and imitate my father. What do you want? Say, I want to be a faith child. Glory to that means instead of God looking at your frame, he can see faith emanating from you. Instead of him looking at what you wear, he can see faith emanating from you. And you start tracking God by your faith and not by your fine. You track God based on faith according to his word. Glory to God. So I want to be a faith child. So everything around me is going to start growing and moving in a way where I can imitate God. Yes. Glory to God. Well, you need Bible on that, Bishop. Okay. Okay. I'll give you some Bible on it. Glory to God. Right out of Ephesians chapter 1. I'm sorry, chapter 5 and verse 1. I want to imitate him. I want to imitate him. I want to imitate him. I want to imitate something that's deep in the Father's heart. I want to elevate to what's coming out of him. And since I'm his child, I should have some attributes of him. A lot of people want his power, but God's power is tied to faith. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. Glory to God. He's not concerned. God gave us houses and lands and cars. He's not concerned with anything. He's not concerned with rings and chains. What he's looking for is, do I see faith in my people? Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 is right there. Therefore, be imitators, not of people. It says be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love. In other words, if you're going to be a God child, one of the attributes that God has is love. Because if he destroyed us like we want to destroy each other, none of us would be saved. Some of us look just like Jonah. In other words, God told us to go this direction, the love direction, and we're going in the hate direction. Let's not even get to Nineveh yet. I said he's telling us to sail to love, and we're going in the opposite direction. It ain't me. I don't want to go. And did he have to throw us overboard and get swallowed up in a circumstance before we start saying, God, whatever you want me to do, I'm willing to do it? Do we have to be tangled up in weed and seaweed and claustrophobic before we say, God, I'm willing to go in the right direction? You don't think God can swallow you up? You don't think God, not the devil, God can swallow you up? Glory to God. And while he was in the belly of the fish, the scripture says he came to himself. I will come to myself 3 days and three nights. And I saw the other day, they showed what it's like to be swallowed up by a whale. I don't know if you saw this, but a whale actually swallowed a boat, swallowed a canoe. Here recently, it's in the news, and then it spit it out. Glory to God. A man is roaring like all of a sudden a whale comes out of the deep and swallowed the man up. Does we have to see that on the news before we believe the Bible? Jonah was swallowed up like that and was spit out, but it kept him for 3 days. And God used his attitude and all of his stuff going in the wrong direction to be a template for what Jesus would do. He would be, he says, as Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days, so would the Son of Man be in the earth. I'm not giving you any signs, only the sign of Jonah. And when that whale swallowed up that kayaker, it showed me something about God. And God will swallow us up if we go in the wrong direction. You'll try to do things and it won't work. Things just won't shift for you. Glory to God. Until you come to your senses, like Jonah said, my God, God, I remember the days that you brought me through and I'm so sorry. And I asked you to forgive me. And while he was doing that, man, that fish couldn't hold him anymore. And the Bible said it vomited him up on the dry land. He came out, whoo, came out on dry land and took off running toward Nineveh. Glory to God. And he entered into Nineveh in one day. Actually, that fish was transporting him closer to his destiny. And you got to see the circumstances you're going through is transporting you closer to what God has for you anyway. If you just start flowing with God, I know it's seaweed. I know it's claustrophobic. I know you don't like it, but let God be God. You're not supposed to like everything God tells you to do. Well, who told you that? Who told you you're supposed to be comfortable in Jesus? There is victory in Jesus, but not comfortability in Jesus. God makes the comfortable uncomfortable, and he takes those who are not comforted and gives them comfort when they come to his house. But if you don't understand that, when he's making you uncomfortable, you won't think that he's with you. If he loves you, he's not going to let you slide. Glory to God. The scripture says, be imitators of God. Be imitators of God. That means you're supposed to walk like he walks, think like he thinks, imitate what he would do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man, I can preach that. When he comes on a situation, what does he see? When he sees something, what does he see? When he sees a fig tree, what does he say? When he sees a woman caught up in mess, what does he do? What does he do? Imitate God. Yes. Glory to God. When he sees a Zacchaeus that has gone high up in a tree, what does he say? What does he do when somebody is high-minded? He said, come down now, not just go home, but I want to abide in your house today. I'm coming to your house. Oh, my God. You high, but I want you to come down so I can go. I want you to take me home with you. What would Jesus do? Glory to God. Start thinking about what would Jesus do and imitate that versus your own family tree or your tendency or your disposition that comes from your family tree or your ancestors. Really, you've been bought with a price and we should be mimicking what God would do. Amen. Glory to God. He says you need to, as God shows love, we need to show love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us in offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor or aroma. This is how we're supposed to move, sacrificing ourselves for the Lord. But I wanted to pull out of that, we need to be imitators of God. Imitators of God, dear children. Imitators of God. I can't say it enough. Followers of God or imitators of God. And that's really where I am in my life, is I'm not just trying to duplicate something or do what everybody's doing. What would God do about this situation? And that's how you need to see it as well. That's why breakthrough is in your confession, because when it gets tough for you, you need to start saying what God would do. And see, this Christian walk was never designed for us to do it in our own strength. We're supposed to depend on him for the strength to get things done that he's requiring for us, because he's the father of the kingdom. He's the king of the domain. And he wants us to imitate him. I got some breakthrough confessions that he gave me. Y'all ready?
Yes.
Okay. Number one, this is my turnaround season. Oh, my God. I say breakthrough is in your mouth. So what you gonna do with that? Say it with me. This is my turnaround season. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to learn to write that down. You need to say it. When the season doesn't look like it's yielding anything, you need to say, this is my turnaround season. To those of you that are walking, watching, I want you to like and share this feed so others can get the turnaround anointing. See, some people are so confused, all they got to do is turn around and they come out of the hole that they walk in. You need to say, this is my turnaround season, where God starts shifting things in my life. Glory to God. It's my turnaround season. He's changing out beauty for ashes. This is my turnaround season. I don't want to hear about your ash. I want to hear about your turnaround. I don't want to hear about your ash. I want to hear about your turnaround. Don't tell me about your ash. I want to hear your turnaround, because this is your turnaround season. Say, this is my turnaround season. I want you to repeat after me, number two. I receive sudden breaks and advances. I receive sudden breaks and advances. Glory to God. In other words, God is going to start bumping you up. You're going to start bumping up. Whatever has been can't compare to the glory that will be revealed in us. You're about to experience a sudden break and advancement. So you need to confess it when you start seeing the enemy working contrary to your advancement or your breakout. Guess what? The breakthrough is in your mouth. So if you start speaking it, you're going to see it open up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless his name. And guess what? Jesus is the breaker. He goes before me with a breakthrough anointing to break down barriers, blockages, obstacles, restrictions, and imitations or limitations. God is about to open up imitations. That's people. We should imitate him. But familiar spirits are about to be revealed. Imitators of the real thing. Glory to God. You don't have to do that. God is going to do it. So you'll see the real thing. An imitator. In other words, a person that's like a puppet and somebody else is moving their arms. They imitate everybody like a ventriloquist. They don't have their own voice. They're a puppet sitting on somebody else's lap and somebody's controlling what they say. And the enemy is doing that and manipulating even believers. You don't have his voice. He's got you sitting on his lap because that's comfortable for you, and moving your hands up and down and got you talking without the ventriloquist really opening his mouth. He's just talking like this, you know, everything going, you're all right. And he's able to do it so clear. You're just imitating that, but you don't have a real spirit. Glory to God. When you start confessing, anything that's false or a copy has to die so the real you can be seen. And I don't want to hear nothing about familiar spirits. I know. No, you need to know word. God transcends what we know. Confess the word so your spirit can catch it. Ooh, this is going to bless you. He gave it to me. Say, I am anointed for witty invention. Right. I'm anointed for a creative mind. Glory to God. Now, God is going to release a witty invention or a creative way to do what you need to do. Amen. Expect that in your business acumen. Expect God to start feeding you. Ooh, I just woke up. Ooh, I got an idea. Ooh, my God. You start praying and spending time with him, ideas are coming to you. good ideas, not just bad ideas and situations that's coming in your mind that will cause you to doubt God and to doubt his plan for your life. Witty inventions. I'm anointed for witty inventions. Whew. I got happy on the next one. Repeat after me. I have breakthrough grace and favor. I have breakthrough grace and favor. Let me just speak against anxiety about the future. Some of us are such a perfectionist, we can't even let God move. We're out ahead of him. Let God be God. Glory to God. You need a breakthrough grace and favor. If you're going to accomplish anything for God, you can't say you did it. Your worry can't do it. You got to learn how to let God do it through you with grace for it and favor. So I want you to start confessing that this is your season for breakthrough grace and favor for whatever you have to accomplish. Glory to God. I'm going to do 10 and I'll do the rest Sunday because I got 30. And I see y'all 30. I'm not going to push you like that. I'm not going to push you. I did my homework. You just have to eat, right? You tired of eating. Yeah. Oh, my God. So let's look at number 6. Number 5. Number 6, right? Because when I told you Jesus is the breaker, Jesus goes before you to break through barriers, blockages, obstacles. That was number 3. You didn't confess it. I was just releasing it to you. Now let's go to number 6. So you can add this in. Jesus is the breaker. He goes before us to break through barriers, blockages, obstacles, restrictions, and limitations and imitations. One more time. Okay, Jesus is the breaker. See, he's the breaker. I preached it years ago. He's the breaker anointing. He's releasing it. He goes before me to break through barriers, blockages, obstacles, restrictions, and limitations, even imitations. Even imitations. I said the familiar spirit is going to be exposed. Glory to God. Then I talked about the anointing is coming for witty inventions. Then I talked about God is going to, you're going to receive a breakthrough, grace, and favor. Number 6, there's 10 tonight. The Lord told me to release breakthrough miracles. Say, I have a breakthrough miracle. A breakthrough miracle. Where does that miracle reside? In your mouth. The miracle is in your mouth. If you start speaking it, the breakthrough is in your mouth. Speak it. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. So you have to start saying, I have a breakthrough miracle in my mouth, and I'm going to release it. Glory to God. Don't be timid about it. Say it. I'm healed in Jesus' name. I have a breakthrough miracle in Jesus' name. Janice, that's what you need to say. That's right, that's right. I'm healed. In the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Blessed be his name. Number 7. I am receptive. I am receptive. I receive unusual breakthroughs. Right. I receive unusual breakthroughs. So you got to start inviting that. Just say that. I'm receptive to it. Some are closed to the unusual. But the man preached it through our 30th anniversary, pre-anniversary celebration. His name was John Ogletree. He said, God's about to do unusual stuff. Right after he said that, here come the enemy. Let me tell you, but my eyes always on what God said. The unusual is coming, so the enemy is going to try to disrupt atmospheres. That's what the enemy wants to do. But guess what? Unusual is still coming. That man said, and Paul, God used him to do unusual things. They took off handkerchiefs. They took his apron, cut it in handkerchiefs, and it was anointed, and he handed them out. Unusual things were going on. I believe God is doing that now. But it's in your mouth. Release it. See, some people think it's in the bank. It's not in that. It's in your mouth. Release it. It's in your sowing. Release it. This is how God moves.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Breakthrough is in Your Mouth, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Ladies, don't miss out. Join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School in the Sanctuary at 10 a.m. And get ready for Awakened Fellowship on Saturday, May 24th at 9 a.m. It's going to be an inspiring time of growth and connection. Home ownership made simple. Join Financial IQ for steps to purchasing a home on Saturday, June 21st from 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. in the TR Fellowship Hall. This event is open to the public. Registration is required because seating is limited. Register now on the TR app, the website, or scan the QR code and take your first step toward owning a home.
Registration is now open for VBS 2025 Hip Hop Hope 2.0, taking place from Monday, July 21st to Friday, July 25th for children in grades 2 through 6. Register and purchase your t-shirt through the TR mobile app. For more information, email vbs@truthrevealed.org. Don't miss this exciting week of faith, fun, and learning. The members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
Hi friends, Paul Esposito here from 91.5 FM WMIE and WWBC Radio. We are pleased to announce that our brand new apps have been released and are now available in the App Store for you to download. So search for WMIE as well as WWBC, and you can hear the awesome programming on these stations 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There also is a lot of programs available on demand. Some of the local programming here you now can hear on demand from your phone or tablet. So I encourage you, download these apps, WMIE and WWBC.